Hey, what's up, guys? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem, and today is Monday, and it is 2:08 p.m. in the afternoon. Had a little second, and I wanted to do a little podcast episode about, I don't even know, but I just, you know, wanted to just check on you guys and see how you guys are doing, give you guys like a little inspirational vibe with my energy through this podcast episode. Anyway, I really don't have too much really to talk about, but I did want to speak on two subjects that this past weekend, I just wanted to dive in a little bit. And no, I'm not a professional. I'm just speaking how I feel. So I see all over social media, one of these comedians that's on Instagram, I guess he's like a well-known comedian, his child's mother or his wife, she went to Miami to go get a mommy makeover, a BBL, and I guess she didn't make it. I think they said that she made it out of the surgery, but I think she probably passed away when she got to the hotel or whatever. I don't know the details of it, but I wanted to speak on that for a second and just speak on like this ideal beauty that women are, we have so much on our shoulders that we just trying to uphold. We trying to uphold this fraudulent version of beauty and what society or what people around us think is beauty, and it's ridiculous. And I'm even I'm literally like a victim to it myself. So let me just go back a little bit, back a couple of years, like maybe like a 2020, I wanted to go get a BBL. And you know, for those that don't know what a BBL is a Brazilian butt lift. So I had the money to do it, and it was like $7,800, which was really, really expensive at the time. But I had the money to do it. So I said, you know what? I'm going to treat myself to something because, you know, I'm working out and I'm not getting the results that I want. You know, my waist is not going to be snatched. This booty is not getting bigger. So, like, I felt like I need to do the BBL. Okay, cool. So my sister, I don't want to throw her under the bus. I'm sure she doesn't mind, but she went to Miami. And her results came out amazing. Like, she looked snatched, she looked good. So they like kind of put a battery in my back to like, yo, I really got to do it now. But instead of me going to Miami or going somewhere else where it's like really known for like Colombia and DR, I stayed in New York City. So not only did I spend more money, I was up for the surgery. I wasn't put to sleep. They gave me like local anesthesia, so I was not asleep. I was up for everything, so I felt most of the lipo, which is like horrendous. I don't even want to go into that. That was like traumatizing to feel that, and then you spend that amount of money and you're still feeling this way. So this story is not about me. This story is about why we put this pressure on ourselves to feel like we have to look a certain way when we already look good. Like, that woman did not need no surgery. She was already beautiful. She was already, you know, together. She just had a baby. So obviously she's probably not going to feel that comfortable about her body because she just gave birth. And that's understandable. But I just feel like we put too much pressure on ourselves to snap back right away, to have this model airbrush look every day. It's not real. It's all fraudulent. And even the chicks on Instagram with all of those nice shapes that you see, some of them have these back alley ass shots that they're dying from every day. Like your celebrity that you're looking up to, they have those fake shots. It's not even the BBL shots. They have like those hotel shots that you go, you pay someone in the back alley to shoot your butt up, and you have a big ass overnight with all that silicone. And that can kill you as well. K. Michelle had to cut her whole entire butt off because she had those fake shots. Cardi B had to get hers removed. So it's like you looking at all of these bodies that you like idolizing, like, oh my God, her shape is amazing. But you don't know what that girl went through or what she's going through at this moment. She's always sick. She's always in the hospital. Those are those back alley booty shots. And even the women that are doing it the right way, they're dying. So it's like, I think that's just a sign from God for us to just love who we are. Because like even now, I'm like, my results, I spent $7,800 on my BBL and I did not like my results. I felt like I went to the wrong person. They did not do what I asked them to do. I felt like they didn't take out enough. It was just, I never liked it from the beginning. from the whole beginning, I never liked it. And I took that as a sign that God was like, you was fine the way you was. You're wasting that money. I could have invested it into my business. I could have invested that money. Man, I could have went on a shopping spree with that money. But it is what it is. I'm just basically saying that women, we are already beautiful the way we are. I feel like if you feel there's something about your body that you don't like, and do what you need to do. You're an adult, okay? I can't tell you what to do. If you feel like, you know what, I don't like the size of my nose, I want to cut it off like Michael Jackson, you're who you are. I can't tell you what to do. I'm just saying, me, for now on, if I can't achieve the body by working out and eating healthy, then it's just not for me. I'm not going under the knife, and I'm not spending $1,000 to die. So you're going to be like, you're going to have the body that you desire, and then you're going to be in a casket? That's just not, that doesn't make sense. And I just feel like a lot of us, we are watching this Instagram stuff that's just all fake. Everybody living a fake life. Everybody taking fake pictures. Everything is filtered. Everything is photoshopped. And it's like we're looking up to that. And I just feel like we need to stop putting so much pressure on what we're doing, like focusing on the stuff that is just not good for us mentally, spiritually, or financially. It's just killing us. And that's why I think it's okay to take breaks off of Instagram and things like that, because I think that a lot of things are just being advertised and like shown off on Instagram that are not good for us as a people and even our children. Like how they promote popping pills, how they promote taking lean and doing all of these things. And I know, like, even back in the 60s and the 70s, people was taking heroin, niggas was shooting dope, and yeah, I'm sure they was, especially people that were coming from Vietnam. They were addicted to dope and things like that. But I feel like at this generation, with the technology we have and the education and the resources we have, knowing that crack is black and all types of things, seeing so many relatives go down that spiral and it didn't end out right, why would you want to go drink lean? And why would you want to go pop pills? I think that's just, it's such a low vibration. And I feel like if we were more into loving ourselves more, and, you know, don't get me wrong, I smoke my weed, but I've never tried no other drug in my life, never. And I'm 39 years old. I've never had the desire to. I love to feel aware. I like to be on my toes, you know. I don't like to feel drunk or high, and that's not my style. That's none of that. I like to take care of my body and take my sea moss and drink my alkaline water. I eat my vegetables. I try to stay as much of a pescatarian as I can and just, you know, cleanse my mind, body, and soul. And I know that by taking drugs and all those things and drinking alcohol every day, it's counterproductive of what I'm trying to do. And I'm a very high vibrational person, and doing those things is going to bring me very low vibrational. And I feel like when as low as you go, you're going to get. Sorry guys, this is part two. I don't know if it's gonna make like a cut in it, like I was recording and then it cut off and then I had to come back to what I was speaking about. But hopefully I can end where I left off. I believe that we were talking about just society version of beauty, or social media version of beauty, and what we think is beauty as women, and just drugs and all these things like that. So I think believe we were talking about drugs. So I just felt like with the drug epidemic that we have now, which is like the pills, like back in the day, I remember all like the whites and all the Caucasians, you know, they used to pop pills. You remember, like, they get all overwhelmed and then they go in a bathroom cabinet and they shove pills in their hand and pop it in their mouth. You remember how it used to be in the movies when you used to watch it? That wasn't really part of the black experience. Me growing up and being born in the 80s, growing up in the 90s, the black experience was more crack, you know. Not that, you know, I've ever done crack, but I've seen a lot of people that I've known and even had a relative that was a part of that epidemic. And I remember what it did to my family and how it made my grandmother feel. So I never wanted to do that. I never wanted to be the girl that was like the high girl. I mean, yeah, I had anxiety growing up, and I'll go speak about that in another story. So I did start smoking marijuana. I felt like when I smoked weed, it made me relax. It made me calm. I wasn't so anxious. I wasn't so in my head. And me being a Virgo, I'm always in my head, always overanalyzing. I also think that has something to do with having Mercury as a planet. Mercury is a planet of communication and, you know, thinking and things like that. But neither here nor there. Let me get back to what I was talking about. I just feel like us as a people, we know what we need to do. We know what we need to do. And some of us choose to do it, some of us don't. But I know as far as I'm concerned, I don't want to keep seeing my young brothers and sisters, and I want to keep saying even young, because we're 40 and 40 above or whatever, and maybe some a little bit younger, some older, but we old enough to know what we're doing. And I feel like every choice, like God give us free will, we choose to do what we choose to do. No one can tell us what to do. Like I was saying earlier about plastic surgery, me going through that experience and spending almost $8,000. Actually, I spent over $8,000. The surgery was $7,800, but then that's not including the fajas, and that's not including the massages, and that's not including the transportation back and forth to the massage parlor. That's not including the just the maintenance of it all. Some of you need to buy multiple fajas because you're going to be going down. And then, you know, it was just an experience that I experienced that I thought would be better, but it wasn't. But thank God I got away with my life. And I want to let these women know that you don't need a BBL to look beautiful. And I know you see it every day, so it's kind of like a mind fuck. You know, you're like, you know, I'm beautiful the way I am. And then you go on social media and these women that have over 100,000 likes is somewhere on a yacht with a little pink bikini. And you're like, oh my gosh, she looks amazing. But you, like I said, again, you don't know what she went through to get that body. Now, the women that are naturally blessed that way, girl, God bless you. You are serving looks, and black women been blessed that way. African women been shaped that way from the beginning of time. But now anybody can get that body. So imagine how much, like, how much competition a woman might feel. Not even seeing in a competition, but just imagine how much pressure she feels to look like, you know, Susie that back in the day in the 80s had the flat booty, but now Susie is cakey, you know, she's cakey now. And you're a black sister and you're not even cakey, and you're naturally shaped the way you're shaped. But Susie went to go get some, you know, augmentation done, and now Susie is like banging. But Susie was literally a skeleton back in the 80s. So it's just kind of a mindfuck. I just feel like women are just having so much pressure on them, and I think that we need to just chill or delete our Instagrams. I think we all need to delete the Instagrams to keep it 100. I'm kind of over Instagram. I feel like probably 45% of Instagram is positive, and that's what I try to watch as much as I can. And I just try to stay away from all of the sadness, all of the drama, because it just really does something to you. I don't watch the news. I don't read newspapers. I live in my bubble. Everything that I put into my brain is something that's educational and something that's beneficial for me and my family. I'm always learning. I'm always reading. And I just feel like Instagram is like literally a Band-Aid over a bullet wound. It's like we're trying to hold on to who we are, but it's just tarnishing. It's about to explode with fuckery. And I feel like the more we're on it, the more fucked we're gonna be. So that being said, I gotta go. I'm gonna go do my 10,000 steps. And I'm just gonna enjoy this beautiful weather. I have so much I have to do that I'm working on with Burning Sage. Guys, I'm doing this all by myself too. For those that don't know, Burning Sage is my business, my clothing line. I took a little break off because I had to get things in order, and now I'm back and I have so much on my plate. And I realized you need a team, or you need at least a good partner too, to really help you succeed. And I feel like the reason why I'm not where I want to be with my business is because I'm just doing everything by myself. But speaking of business, it's so crazy. I'll save that story for a whole nother time too, because I was going to say something else, but like I said, I'm long-winded. I got things to do. And this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem, and I just want you guys to stay healthy and try to get wealthy. Build some type of foundation for your grandchildren and for your children. I know I'm not perfect. I know I'm still working on myself every day, trying to just do the right thing and just trying to be the best mom I could be. And no matter how much I try, The devils are swinging at me, believe it. But I'm just such a positive, light spirit that I don't let it get to me. I just stay optimistic and I keep going. So, y'all, just ignore the nonsense. Ignore the haters. Ignore the Debbie Downers and the people that want to see you fail. They're just jealous and they're miserable. And all you can do is pray for them. And as much as you pray for them, God is going to pray for you and bless you. And you're going to continue to shine. And on that note, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. Stay sucker free. Stay drug free. And listen, just love who you are. And you know what? It's okay to have a drink or two. Because believe me, I like my little Chardonnay. And I like a little champagne, a little rosé every now and then. But just know that's low vibration. And that's low. It's not good to do every day. And if you have a friend out there that's drinking every day or doing something every day that's not good for them, let them know. Like, I understand you probably love this activity, but there's so many better activities out there, you know. So love you guys. Fairy Child, peace out. Bye.